Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. During worship, as the collection plates were being passed around, a little girl was tightly clutching change she was going to sacrifice for the Lord. When the plate reached her, she held her hand out over it and opened her fingers to drop her money in it. However, due to clutching the money so tightly, or because she had sticky hands, or maybe a combination of both, the change stuck to her open palm. So she had to pluck the coins from her hand and into the plate. As her dime and her nickel fell into it, she handed the plate to the man and looked at him and said, "Thank you. Thank you." Doesn't that seem like an odd response after giving away your money? Usually it is the receiver, not the giver, who says, "Thank you." When's the last time we gave thanks for the opportunity to give? Can you remember? But this little girl had it right. We should possess a spirit willing to give thanks for the opportunity to give. You see, when we give, we get. Not that that's the reason to give, but it is a serendipity, a byproduct of our giving, not the aim. But we do indeed get when we give. For example, when we give, we get the opportunity to be like God. When we give, we get blessings and happiness. When we give, we get credit for the good that is done with what we give. So, that morning, two sermons were preached, one by the preacher, and the other from the little girl sitting in the pew. We can be reminded in a way we won't soon forget. God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. And may He richly bless you, and have a great day.